What is our relationship?
You are my youngest daughter.
Tell me what I was like as a child.
Fun loving, fun to be around.
What was one bad behavior I had as a child, and where do you think I picked it up from?
You would sometimes act super sassy, and I think you would picked up that behavior from watching Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, because that's how the people on those shows acted.
What is one important value or life lesson you try to instill in me as a child?
To always treat people with respect, even if they're not respecting you, and to treat people with grace.
What has been the easiest part in raising me and the hardest part?
The easiest part was just getting to know you and understand you, because you're forthcoming and you like to tell a lot of things and talk about a lot of things. And the hardest part was after your dad and I got divorced and sending you to his house on weekends and holidays.
What is one quality, habit, or skill that I learned from you and one that I learned from my dad?
I think the quality you learned from me is to budget your money and save your money, if you want to buy something. And then I think from your dad, you learned how to be a good storyteller and joke teller.
How did you raise me differently from Julia?
I don't think I raised you differently from your sister.
Okay. How did you discipline me different from Julia?
I feel like there were times where your sister could get very, very stubborn, and we had to, at one point, take everything out of her room and make her earn it back. So we never had to do that with you. You were never that stubborn.
What did you not grow up with as a child that you wanted us to have?
When I was a child, I didn't really grow up in a very safe neighborhood. Once I was about 12 years old, where I was living wasn't a good place. And I wanted you to grow up in a place where you felt safe and knew your neighbors and, you know, could go outside and play.
Would you let me cheer if I was a boy?
I think so. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Was religion a big factor in raising us?
Religion in our family is pretty important, and it's, you know, been important for, you know, generations and generations. So I feel like, you know, all that is something that we all hold very important, and, you know, you've seen over the years how important it is to the people in our family.
How was my childhood different from yours because of where you lived?
I lived in a place that wasn't very good and didn't have good schools, so my parents sent me to private school, and I feel like we live in a good district, so we didn't have to send you to private school because Kettering has a good reputation.
Did you raise me to have specific political beliefs?
I don't think so. I think that as long as you research issues and, you know, you're voting and you're a good person, that, you know, you'll make the right decisions.
How would I be different if I was the oldest child?
I think that you'd be different because you would be the one, you know, taking care of somebody else, because you had an older sister, so really anything at any time that you wanted, you would get. But you were never really a brat about it.
Okay. What are the best skills I've acquired over the years?
The best skills you've acquired are your sweet heart and your accepting, you know, mind, how you'll accept people who are different than you or have, a different way of presenting themselves than you do.
Are there any traditions you had as a child that you wanted to pass down to our family?
I think the traditions that are important are that we celebrate each other and always have, you know, the family Christmas parties and the family birthday parties and like the once a month or what, you know, dinners with your great aunts and stuff like that.
Did you think what you fed me as a child shaped my taste in food now?
You were always willing to try anything that I had, and I feel like your taste in food is really representative of the fact that, you would always try what I was eating, and I can almost guarantee that if I try something at a restaurant and I liked it, that you will like it because of the things you would always try as a kid.
And then, did you raise me with a certain expectation in school?
You were always expected 100% of the time to be your best self, academically and socially. So, whether you were struggling with subjects or not, you were always expected to do your best and to treat others, with respect.
All right. Do you want to say bye?
Bye-bye.